Mr. Speaker, the Pope of the Holy See.
When Pope Francis addressed a joint session of Congress in September 2015, he honored the lives of four Americans: President Abraham Lincoln, civil rights icon Martin Luther King, theologian Thomas Merton, and Dorothy Day, the writer and activist. Dorothy Day, who died in 1980 at age 83, is best known as founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, which served the poor and advocated for justice. Her granddaughter and biographer, Kate Hennessy from Vermont, tells the story of Peter Morin, a Catholic priest from France, who traveled to the United States in the early 20th century and became an inspiration for Dorothy Day.
My grandmother was a journalist, and she had a lot of experience in laying out a newspaper. She knew how to do it from beginning to end. And so basically what she heard Peter saying was, you need to start a newspaper. And which she did immediately. And
And he wasn't particularly saying that at all.
No, he was just saying, please publish a broadsheet of my easy essays. And which she did. I mean, she did publish his easy essays, but she also wrote a lot of other articles that were covering the events of the times. Now, this was 1933. And of course, the height of the Great Depression, and the U.S. was in huge turmoil at that time. There were so many things going on: hunger strikes, strikes of every nature, people just going through horrific conditions.
I think a fourth of the public was unemployed.
Yes, New York City alone was just inundated of huge numbers of the unemployed and the homeless. And so she was, as a journalist, she wanted to report about this. And so that's how the paper started. From that point on, it just was not what they intended. My grandmother always said they did not intend to start a soup line. They did not intend to open up houses of hospitality, that this just happened because of what they were writing about. People started showing up at their door saying, we need help. And so my grandmother was like, well, sit down. We have more soup on the stove, and then, you know, had to find apartments to put people up, and it just grew and grew and grew.
Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower.
The soup lines sometimes extended to 1,000 people lining up in New York.
Yes. When they became quite well known, by 1936, they had moved into a building down in Mott Street in Little Italy, and which turned out to be a wonderful neighborhood for them to be in. And that's the neighborhood that my mother grew up in. But there would be days in which the line would extend all the way down Mott Street for several blocks, and it would start early in the morning, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, and the men would build fires in the garbage cans to keep warm as they waited, you know, for the soup line to open. So it really it was a huge need at that time.
I'm your pal, buddy. Can you spare a dime?
Dorothy Day speaking at the State University of New York in 1966.
When we started the Catholic Worker back in 1933. It's an 8-page tabloid paper.